Welcome to Great Photography. This is Daniel Sig. In today's episode, I want to talk about inspiration. Picasso said, and I've talked about that in the past, that the muse has us find working. So he doesn't believe in inspiration in that sense. Pablo has a point. That said, the most important tip to get inspired is to simply take the camera or whatever creative tool you're using and take photographs or do whatever creative endeavor you're pursuing. It sounds incredibly simple, if not simplistic, but in my experience, it actually can work. Okay, but we are all not all Picassos. And so what should we do if we are really hitting a wall and are looking for inspiration? I'd like to cover 10 different things that you could do if you are hitting a creative wall, so to say, and if you are looking for inspiration. So let's start with number one, visit somewhere new. So visiting somewhere new simply could mean, you know, just go somewhere else in wherever you live, maybe a neighborhood, or maybe if you're on the countryside, just go somewhere where you haven't been before, or that a place that you haven't explored, and just, you know, explore it and maybe take pictures and see if that is not potentially interesting and might be inspiring. I think that's a very easy and straightforward way of perhaps feeling inspired again. Of course, what it does require is that you have to go out and photograph. But so that's number one, visit somewhere new. The second one would be, you know, photograph an unfamiliar subject. So if you're a street photographer, maybe do landscape. If you're a landscape photographer, maybe do street photography. Maybe do portrait photography if you typically not do that. If you're a street photographer, just photographing, you know, scenes, but maybe not people, maybe do street portraits. So I think shooting an unfamiliar subject also means like we're getting out of our comfort zone. But again, it can be very inspiring, and we certainly will learn a lot by doing so. So that's number two, shooting an unfamiliar subject. Number three, start a personal project. We've had a whole episode on projects and the importance of them. I've talked to other photographers about projects quite a bit. So start a new personal project, you know, just pick something simple. Perhaps you photograph family members, or you photograph trees, or the color blue, or whatever. It could be as simple, and it doesn't have to be a huge project, but just something you enjoy photographing. And, you know, maybe you're putting it together, and maybe at the end you're printing it out, maybe a small little booklet or something like that. Or you just post it online, whatever, you know, suits you best. But that's number three, so starting a personal project. Number four, try or learn a new technique. So in photography, you know, photography can be very technical. So, you know, maybe do learn this technique that you always wanted to learn. Maybe learn how to use off-camera flash, or learn how to do astrophotography or long exposure photography, working with filters and so forth. So there are a ton of resources online. You can just simply go to YouTube, and I'm sure you'll find a ton of often very, very useful and good resources to learn that new technique and then just go out and practice it. Or you even can do it at home. Maybe it's macro photography at home or something. And we'll talk more about what you can do at home. Another thing that you can do is, and that brings us to number five, check out the work by others. So that doesn't necessarily mean checking out work by master photographers, although it could mean that, but you know, it could just be other photographers. Maybe you go to Instagram or you search for certain styles or things you're interested in photographically and kind of see how other photographers treat that subject. And, you know, just checking out the work by others, by other photographers, or maybe even other artists, it doesn't necessarily need to be photographers, could be quite inspiring. So that's number five, check out the work by others. Number six, and we talked about this before, print your work, print your pictures. I think it's, in my opinion, relatively easy to do. Yes, it is not free, so I agree to that. So it needs a little bit of a budget, but printing your work can be very inspiring, very satisfying. Maybe you took this great picture of this particular landscape, and maybe just printing that out and perhaps even hanging it on your wall or gifting it to somebody could just be a wonderful experience. And I think printing your work is very inspiring. I certainly don't do it often enough, but I would say definitely something to do. It also actually helps you to look at your work more critically. I often had images that, you know, I thought, oh, you know, it's pretty good, you know, and I look at it typically, of course, on my computer screen afterwards, whether it is a film photograph that has been scanned and digitized or whether it's a digital photograph, of course, doesn't matter once it's digital. But then, you know, I print it out and then I go, well, maybe it isn't as great. Or maybe sometimes it's even, you know, it actually looks better printed out. And maybe it is something where you could print it out and arrange it, you know, arrange three similar pictures in a triptychon or a triptych. So kind of like three similar images of maybe a details of a nature scene, for example, that could look really cool together. And so those are the types of things you can do when you're printing out your work. So print your pictures. So that was number six. Number seven, limit yourself. Paradoxically, and we've talked about that in the past as well, limitation can paradoxically be freeing. So by limiting yourself, you may actually become more inspired. I think that that's really true. I think sometimes having too much gear and too many options, too many lenses, whatever it might be, may actually hold us back and block us. And so how could we limit ourselves? Well, you can just, so one simple thing is, of course, just use one camera with one lens on it. Don't take 10 different lenses with you. So just keep it really simple. Maybe the limitation is you only photograph in black and white or only color, you know, all the time, and just keep that for a while. You know, you can limit yourself to a certain subject, and maybe that subject is, as we talked about earlier, not what you're typically photographing, maybe something new. Maybe you're doing only macro for a little while. So I think limitation can be inspiring and help with your creativity. It forces you to kind of do things, you know, on the creative side to make images more compelling. So that's number seven, limit yourself. Number eight, what to do when we're stuck at home. So a lot of the things I talked about earlier are things that, you know, maybe we go out and photograph, but sometimes, you know, there might be a lockdown and we cannot leave the house. So what can we do when we're stuck at home? So here are some ideas, and this is number 8. So we can do flat lays. So, you know, we just arrange something and we just photograph top down, and, you know, it could be products or vegetables or fruit or something like that. So you can just do flat lays. You can do portraits if you're, even if you're alone, then you do self-portraits. And, you know, you may need a tripod, but, you know, certainly something one can do. You can photograph out of your windows, so different window views, and become creative with that. You can do macro photography. If you don't have a macro lens, maybe consider getting one of those extension tubes. They're usually very inexpensive, and you can actually do very successfully macro photography and play around with that. And you know, learn more about macro photography as well. You can try to photograph in a minimalistic style, even at home, you know, and you just have to kind of work the compositions, and, you know, maybe you're just using this one lens, so you're already limiting yourself, and now you're limiting yourself to, you know, getting somewhat minimalistic images, maybe with just one subject with a lot of negative space in it. You can work with shadow plays. Maybe you have sunlight coming through your windows, and there's a lot of shadow and shadow place, so you can photograph those shadows and get, you know, creative with that. You can work with reflections. You can, you know, potentially photograph products. A lot of tabletop product photography can be easily be done at home and very successfully. And again, you know, you can combine these with learning a new technique. Maybe you're not very comfortable with using off-camera flash or, you know, lighting for example products. Maybe you learn more about it and you do some tabletop photography at home. All right, so that was number 8, a bunch of ideas when you're stuck at home. Number 9, take a course or a workshop. Again, they don't always have to be expensive, and they're actually sometimes free courses online. So look for those. Can be on YouTube. You know, if you have the resources, yes, of course, it's great to take this, you know, course and travel somewhere. But, you know, those are usually very, very expensive, and only a few of us can actually afford those. So, But you know, taking a course or workshop can be very inspiring. And then last but not least, just photograph. Just go and photograph. So if you are stuck, if you feel like, oh, you're not feeling inspired, just pick up the camera and just photograph in spite of that. And usually what happens is, you know, yes, maybe this is not, you're not taking the greatest pictures, and maybe they don't work out that well, but it might help you get through this creative rut, this creative wall that you're in. So that was it. So just a brief episode on some ideas on when you're in a, when you have some sort of a creative block. So 1 to 10. So visit somewhere new, shoot an unfamiliar subject, start a personal project, try to learn a new technique, check out the work by others, print your pictures, limit yourself. When you're stuck at home, we talked about a bunch of ideas, including macro or window views. Take a course or workshop. And number 10, just go out and photograph, whether outside or inside. All right, so that's all. Hopefully that's helpful. A short episode today. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you next time.